video attracted the radio star. The latest from podnews.net with critically acclaimed, highly addictive CBC podcasts. Freakonomics Radio has announced a new YouTube channel with its podcasts. The network also plans to experiment with short and long-form video and animation. It claims the partnership will help with searchability for their shows and will make the content more accessible with captions and transcripts. Google tells us that Google Podcasts carousel links in Google Search, which the company said will go away at the end of this week, are being replaced with a new feature. A spokesperson told us, "We are always working to make it as easy as possible to find helpful information in search, regardless of the form that content takes. Our existing podcast features will gradually be replaced with a new single feature, What to Podcast, currently live on mobile for English users in the US. This feature provides detailed information about podcasts, links to listen to shows on different platforms, and links to podcasters' own websites where available." Well, we're not in the US, but using a US VPN, we think that we've found the thing that they're referring to. It seems to link to Spotify and to Google Podcasts, and we have a short video exploring it too. You'll find those linked from our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. Our series on podcasting in East and Southeast Asia has been expanded today with a look at the Philippines, where true crime isn't a thing, for one very good reason, and Indonesia and Vietnam, two different countries with the same kind of podcast habits. Podcast host Osha has launched a Smart Link, a player for sharing that's intended to increase your conversion rate and downloads. A podcast studio in Scottsdale in Arizona is now open 24 hours because of demand. Pod Populi was covered by local TV news. Podcast host RSS.com now supports multiple podcasts under the same account and supports uploads in a wider variety of file extensions. I'm an advisor. Libsyn's The Feed podcast has added a podcast soundbite audio clip from the new podcast namespace into their RSS feed. We think it's the first use of the new podcast namespace for that show. You'll see the clip appear in compatible podcast players. The audio, there is no cliff, agrees with our analysis about the big decrease of new podcasts. And have you helped podcasting yet? The Pod News report card will take you just minutes to fill in, but it's the best way to hear the good and the bad about the podcast platforms we all use, and who knows, might enable them to fight for more resource. You can join your colleagues and fill it in today at podnews.net/report card. No, seriously, it would be a great help if you wouldn't mind. podnews.net/report card. Thank you. In People News, Matt Mize has been appointed as Director of Podcasting and Head of Pacific Content at Rogers Sports & Media. He's been with Rogers for more than 4 years, leading branded content and commercial integrations. And in podcast news this week, ex-Spotify exec Lauren Jarvis is the guest at economics podcast Bubble Trouble, being asked whether podcasting is currently suffering a blip or a bubble. She suggests the most important thing is consumption rather than creation. Courtney Kosak's podcast Bestie newsletter is also to have a podcast. I'll be sprinkling in some podcast interviews amid the regular newsletter content to dive deeper into craft and marketing topics, she says. And Richard Wiseman's On Your Mind is new today from Podimo and Telltale Industries. Professor Richard Wiseman holds the UK's only professorship in the public understanding of psychology. The series starts with criminal barrister and broadcaster Rob Reinder asking if there's a secret to becoming a human lie detector. And just in case you didn't get that, he's not a criminal barrister, he's a criminal barrister. He's focusing as a barrister on criminal things. He's not a criminal. I hope I made that clear. This podcast is sponsored by CBC Podcasts. The Africa's versus America podcast chronicles Black Liberation Organization MOVE and how Philadelphia came to drop a bomb on its own citizens. It's the story of when the US went to war on an American family. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.